We want to appreciate you because we know you are good to us. We thank you for the word you sent to us last week, and we know that today everyone will be blessed again. Visit us and let no one return back the same way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we are pray. Amen. 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 So last week we were able to see unveiling the power for actualizing destiny, meaning that whatever our life becomes is actually based on our choices. The choices we make have consequences, and the earlier we know that, the better. So today again, we are going to be looking at the secrets of maximizing patience for destiny fulfillment. What is this thing called patience? You know, through the Bible, if you look at the word patience, I checked also, I don't think I saw anything like patience in the Old Testament. So it's more of a New Testament thing, you know. Naturally, no human being loves patience. You just want to start something and have the result instantly or immediately. But in the kingdom of God, at least in the New Testament, and if you look at all the stories in the Old Testament, you will see that God actually had a waiting time to every promise he gives. Abraham had to wait for how many years? For almost 70 something years before he got the promise. Or how long? For about 25 years before he got the promise. Moses also, like 40 years before he was able to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Joseph was about 17 years old when he was having all his dreams. Guess what? He didn't get to the throne. He didn't become the prime minister until he was 30. David also was a teenager. God promised him. He was anointed. In fact, they poured oil on him. And when Samuel pours on oil on you, it is sure that God's spirit has come upon you. Of course, God did not leave himself without a witness. And David, it was obvious that God's spirit had come upon him. But guess what? He didn't become king until he was about 30 years of age. Even Jesus Christ himself was born. By 12, he was questioning leaders, questioning pastors or priests or, you know, Pharisees and Sadducees in the temple. But guess what? Jesus did not start fulfilling his destiny until he was 30, until he was a full man. So what is this thing called patience? In the Bible, patience means actually about two things. It means a lot of things, but we could classify it into two things. Number one, when the Bible mentions the word patience, I will mention the first one, then the second one. We are looking at the second part of patience this evening. The first aspect talks about, you know, slowness in getting angry. Praise the Lord. You know, slowness in getting angry. That you're not getting angry on time. Unlike when, you know, naturally for an unbeliever, if somebody slaps you, you also want to slap your own back. You know, so the other patience is talking about you not getting angry quickly. Slowness in getting angry. You are delaying your anger. You're not, you know, instead of even getting angry, you're not getting angry. That's one form of patience. And the other form of patience is what we are looking at today. It means several things, but the idea generally revolves around endurance, perseverance, long suffering. That's to permit something for long. When you see the word suffer in the Bible, it doesn't always mean to suffer or to go through pains. It means to allow something to happen. That's why you see the word long suffering. It means to permit something to continue for a long time. So when you see the word patience, it's telling you that there's going to be a waiting time before the promise of God, before it comes to pass. So why do we have to wait? Why patience? Let's quickly read the scripture, Hebrews 6:12. It says, in KJV, it says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. NKJV says that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The second scripture also says, that's in Hebrews 10:36. It says, for you have need of endurance, that's patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Abraham did the will of God. He obeyed God by leaving his family. But guess what? He didn't get the promise until about 25 years after. So God always adds patience to every of his promises. The only way you can actually know you trust God is if you are relaxed when you are waiting for what he promised you. Not everything God promises will manifest immediately. The moment he says it, it comes to pass, but you may not see the physical manifestation until after a while. Praise God. So why do we have to be patient, or why do we have to wait? Everything of worth almost always requires patience for manifestation. Everything that is important in life requires patience for manifestation. And the type of seed you sow determines how long the harvest takes. We must always remember that the seed you sow, or as a person, every child of God is also a seed. The kind of seed you are as a person determines how long it will take for your manifestation to come to pass. Why did Abraham have to wait for 25 years before the promise? Because he was going to be the father of nations. He was going to be the father of faith. Through him, Jesus was going to come. The salvation plan of God was going to come through him. So he had to wait longer. Praise God. So, the knowledge of the kind of seed you are, or the kind of seed you have sown, will keep you unshaken in the face of presumed delay. You know, it may look as if you are being delayed, but it's not actually a delay, so to say. It is a waiting period. For example, if you're a Chinese bamboo, you know, we have the Nigerian bamboo, we have different kinds of bamboo, but there's a particular bamboo called the Chinese bamboo. This bamboo takes like 5 years for it to come to full manifestation. In fact, the first 4 years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you may not actually see anything happening after you've planted the bamboo. Water it, you do everything required to plant a seed. But guess what? This bamboo will not show any form of manifestation. In fact, if it shows anything, it may not show more than 1 foot, that's 12 inches of growth, in 4 years. Imagine you planted something. You know, the person that planted corn by your side has reaped it over and over again. The person that planted something else has reaped it. But because you planted this Chinese bamboo, it doesn't have any form of manifestation, so to say, outwardly, for 4 years. But the fifth year, guess what? This bamboo tree just jumps up. It grows like 80 feet above the ground. 80 feet in 1 year. But 4 years, no manifestation, no expression. Guess what? This bamboo tree was growing roots downward. That is why in that scripture, we'll see later, tells us about growing roots downward and bearing fruit upwards. If your fruits are not standing firm in the ground, if you grow up, you're going to fall. You won't fall in Jesus' name. If your roots are not properly planted, if you are not properly planted in your roots through patience, then when your success comes, you'll fall along the wayside. That is why a lot of people, Christians, fervent Christians, when they suddenly become rich, you just see them misbehaving, so many of them, you know, fornicating up and down, adultery, stealing, doing all kinds of things, partying, drinking, and all of that. Why? Because they never had their roots downward. They didn't go through the waiting time of God. For example, in continuation of the example, we just talked about the Chinese bamboo. Let's look at the elephant and the rat. The elephant waits for how long before it has its baby? Maybe about 2 years. Human being waits for like 9 months. Guess how long a rat waits for? Maybe a few days. But when you look at their results, it's not the same. An elephant itself, when it gives birth, is almost like a cow. The moment the offspring is coming out, it's like a cow. That's an elephant. Human being is tiny. Rat, it's super tiny. Why? The waiting period is not the same. So if you look at any area of your life and you see that there's a kind of presumed delay, you may want to check out whether it is a waiting period or just normal delay. If you're a child of God, God will definitely let you wait before the manifestation of all the promises he has given you.
So why the waiting period? What's the purpose? Why do we have to wait? It is God's instrument for grooming you for the throne. It is God's instrument for grooming you for the throne. We just talked about a bamboo tree that has its roots downwards. Why? Because God, or the one who planted, God designed that the bamboo tree, because it's going to go up 80 feet higher than many other things, many other plants, it needed to go down first before going up. We've just mentioned several people. Abraham waited, Joseph waited, Moses waited, David waited, Jesus waited, Paul waited. Even the disciples had to wait for several days in the upper room before the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised them came. Jesus resurrected. He told them he's going to give them the Holy Spirit. He could have just left and the Holy Spirit come immediately, but they had to wait. So there is nothing wrong with waiting as a child of God. So why do we have to wait? What is the purpose of waiting? It is for character development. It is your character development school, so you could be ready for the great future God has for you. Promise plus waiting is equal to throne plus success. That means you'll be successfully planted in your throne. Promise without waiting equals to throne plus failure. The person may get to the throne, but failure is imminent. If you didn't learn through waiting, if you didn't have a waiting period where you are developed by God, that is why children of God must embrace waiting. Why did Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, have to wait for like 30 years before fulfilling his ministry? So if Jesus waited, you are not an exemption. So Solomon wait. Okay, let's look at the example of Solomon. Solomon did not wait, did not have any waiting period. It was never written in the Bible that Solomon had to learn anything through waiting. His father left and he became king. Guess what ended up his life? Solomon, the wisest man, the wisest king that ever lived. Guess what? Married 700 wives and 300 concubines. That is definitely not wisdom. His wisdom turned to something else. Why? He never had a period of learning or waiting. See Saul in the Bible. There was no waiting period. He didn't go through a waiting period like David. Saul was just found. In fact, he was looking for sheep. And God said, become king. They anointed him. He became king. After working with God for like 40 years, he still failed along the line. But see all those people that waited. None of them failed. They all succeeded. Even when they fell, they rose up again. But those who didn't have a waiting period, guess what happened to them? Once they failed woefully. And they didn't rise up again. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. See also in the New Testament, John the Baptist. We were never told that this guy or this prophet, John the Baptist, that he had a waiting period of learning. We just knew that this man started fulfilling his ministry until he got to a point that he was, accusing Jesus, saying, Jesus, did you know, are you the one that we are waiting for? He was the one that baptized Jesus. And later was asking him if he's the one or we should wait for another. And he was beheaded. The same person that had the power of Elijah. Nobody could try that to Elijah. But Paul was bearded for a birthday party. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So why the waiting period? It's a pruning period. When you plant a very good thing, good shrub, you prune it so that it can grow to the shape you want. You remove all the unnecessary parts. God removes all the things that are not necessary in our bodies through the waiting period. The children of Israel had to go through the 40 years of wilderness experience so the unbelievers could be totally removed. If you see that you are waiting in any area of life, you may want to question yourself. Is there anything I'm doing wrong? Because until that thing is removed from your body, God may not let you get to the throne. Why the waiting period? It's a time for roots to go downward. We've said that before. For stability of bearing fruits upward. You can check Isaiah 37:31. And if you look at Luke 6:48-49, it talks about, when a tree, a house that is built on the rock. He said, when the rain comes, when the storm comes, the house stands firm. Why? Because the person who built the house took time to build the house on the rock to make sure the foundation goes down deep. And finally, why the waiting period? It is the time for us to build and test our faith. It's time for us to build and for our faith in God to be tested, for his plan and purpose for our lives to be accomplished. Trials bring out the strength of your confidence in God. If everything is just going smoothly and smoothly and smoothly, and you don't have to trust God for anything, you know, maybe you need 100,000 and all you got is 50,000, and you have to pray and say, God, I need this remaining money. It is God trying to develop you. God could have as well have given you 100,000 immediately, but sometimes he just wants to withdraw the remaining part so that you can look up to him as the giver. So it is the training period, it is the grooming period for your faith to be developed, because greater things are ahead of your future. If you are not trained, if you are not built up, you may not be able to stand the test that the enemy will bring your way. Imagine Job in the Bible. If not that this guy took time to build his life in the past, when the temptation of the enemy came, he would have failed. But God was able to testify about him. God knew that he already built him up. The secrets of God were with Job. God said, don't worry, I know my son Job, he will not fail you. And guess what? Job did not fail. But imagine if Job never went through a learning period in his life, he would have failed. The Bible says, if you fail in the days of adversity, then your strength is small. So God wants to build your strength. Praise God. So how do we have patience? How do we learn how to be patient? Because we really have to develop it. It doesn't just come overnight. It needs to be developed. Number one, realize that God himself is the God of patience. Romans 15:5. He said God himself is the God of patience. God, did you know that God had to wait for thousands and thousands and thousands of years? You know, the Bible talks about Jesus. He said he was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Guess what? God waited for like thousands of years before finally letting them crucify Jesus on the cross for your debts, for your sins and my sins. God himself waited patiently. And guess what? God is still waiting now. Waiting for so many souls to be saved. That's why if you check the first episode we did, it was talking about every one of us having responsibility of winning souls. God is waiting patiently for as many people as we decide to come into his kingdom. Praise God. So God waited for thousands of years after slaying Jesus before the foundation of the world for him to be slain physically. How do we get patience? After realizing that God is the God of patience, then you have to learn it. If you don't learn patience, you can't have it. The Bible says about Jesus, that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, that's Hebrews 12:2. It says, for the joy that was set before him. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Before Jesus could get to the throne, he also had to learn patience. And guess what? He learned it by the things he suffered, by the things that he permitted to happen to him, by the things that he went through in life. There are so many things you are going through in life that are actually coming, not because God needed them to come to your life, but because they are needed for you to for your patience to be built, for your character to be built. Have you noticed that so many people, when they become leaders, you know, a lot of negative things just start coming out of their lives? Why? Because they never built character. Praise God. That is why we must build character as children of God. So what do we do to develop our patience? Number two, keep your focus on the goal or on the prize. That's what Jesus did. He said, for the joy that was set before him. You must know the plan and purpose of God for your life. You must know what your destiny is about. The topic talks about destiny fulfillment through patience. Now, what is destiny? Destiny is just like the architectural plan of the building of your life, of the great future that God has for you. So it is through patience you will learn how to build, because you have to build one block after the other, one course of block wall after the other, before the building becomes an edifice. And each one takes patience, learning, even pain, even fasting, prayers for these things to be achieved. So if you are wondering, why can't I just become a billionaire once? God will say, relax. It is step by step by step. Praise God. Then get busy Number three, how do we develop patience? Get busy removing the weeds. What does that mean? When something good is planted in a farm, weeds, you see weeds. Nobody planted these weeds. They just grow by themselves. These things will always happen. You see yourself having a kind of character you don't want. These things are weeds. You have to start removing them. The more you remove them, the better it is for you and I. And it will make sure that our future becomes great. Yes, Mr. Shegun, you are on. Okay, then get busy removing the weeds. Then number four, pray. Number four, pray. Praise God. Praise God. And lastly, you must know the difference between waiting period and delay. Waiting period and delay. That's when we have to move it to next week. You know, this is a very big topic, and I want us to go into question and answer now. We have to, but before we do that, we must know that there's a difference between waiting period and delay. So many Christians take delay for waiting, while some take waiting for delay. Delay is when the devil attacks your life. When the devil is trying to hinder the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for your life, you have to fight that. You have to cancel that through prayer and fasting. But waiting period is the one that God himself orchestrated to be there to develop your character. There is nothing you can do about that. You can pray, you can fast, it's a lie. It will still be there. It will be there for you to develop your character. So next week, we'll be looking at how to destroy delays and how to know the difference between delays and the waiting period that God himself puts there. Delays are from the devil. Waiting period is from God. And I pray that we will surely be blessed next week also. But this week, as we go into the question and answer time, let's know if you have any question that we need to take now, we can take it. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So let's unmute our mics. We can talk now. If we have any question, let's take it.
I just want to we say in a very, very, especially when you are looking unto God for patience in all things, is very important, and hope in God. So that's what I just want to.
All right, thank you, sir. Any question? Question, contribution, or comments?
Your teaching was very simple and understandable. You just want to make that effort to taking that step to living a life of patience.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just add this also as we close, that patience, just like it was mentioned before, is something that has to be learned. And for every child of God, God most times makes sure you learn it by force. You know, it's not always interesting. You know, when you know that something can actually be given now and you have to wait for it. You know, it kills the instant gratification and makes you appreciate the giver the more. You know, when you wait for something, you appreciate it more. It's just like when you are hungry, you appreciate food the more. When you are thirsty, you appreciate water the more. The same way, the plan and purpose of God. We need to understand as children of God that the way things work in the kingdom of God is not the same way with how it works in the other side of the world with unbelievers. They are not the same. They are totally different. So in the kingdom of God, as a child of God, don't compare yourself with unbelievers, because their life is not designed to be like your life. If you are going to compare your life, in fact, the Bible says, don't compare yourself with someone else. You can be challenged by someone. You can be, you know, stirred up to do what is required for you to have success, but don't compare yourself. Because even twin brothers or twin sisters don't have the same destiny. So don't say because somebody has done something, I must do it. No, you compare yourself with your own life, with the destiny that God has given you. If God says that before the end of this year, you are supposed to have married or to have finished your education, or you are supposed to have achieved a particular standard in your spiritual life, then fine, that is what you are measuring your life by, not by what someone else has done. If God says your business is supposed to be standing by the end of the year, then that is your own measure of destiny, not someone else's measure. When I look at my life and so many of my mates, maybe in secondary school, that got admission before me and all that, and I look at where I am and where they are. So many of them may have gone ahead, and I'm also ahead of so many of them. So destinies are not the same. The only thing is for you to make sure that you are measuring yourself by the standard of God for you. Not what you think, not what your friends think, but what God says about you. So let's also make it a date next week. Next week, Sunday, 9 p.m., same time. We'll be looking at knowing the difference between waiting and wasting. Let me put it that way. Waiting and wasting. Because every time the devil brings a delay, it's time to waste that person's destiny. It's time to waste that person's time. And life is measured in time. So every moment going, every second that gets wasted is actually that person's life that is going before him. So we're going to look at that next week and see you soon in Jesus' name. Let's quickly pray. Father, thank you for a wonderful time again today. And thank you for the word you've sent our way. We appreciate you. Be exalted in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, tonight that for everyone who has encountered your word, Lord, pour afresh on all the spirit of patience. The same one that Jesus had, the same one that Joseph had, the same one that David had, pour it afresh on us in Jesus' name. And the grace to discern between waiting and wasting. Father, give it to us. The grace to discern between the delays that the enemy wants to bring our way so we could fight it off. Lord, release it to us in Jesus' name. And from today, none of us will be wasted in destiny, but we will quickly achieve our destinies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, see you next week. Invite someone and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you. Thank you for coming. God bless you.